Last episode on Dark Dunedin.
Christ!
At least you can walk.
What?
Well, not like your sister-in-law.
I don't want you visiting me anymore.
What?
You're not to come here anymore.
Louise!
And you keep your hands off my pictures. I don't care how stable it makes me. I don't want to be a part of this scam.
Really?
That Regan stepping into my life while my family pushes me away is a flicker of hope that feels like fate. And something still secret when so much has been flashed in public.
Dark Dunedin Season 3, Episode 2, Surfacing.
A bed. A table. A chair. A room with a view. A glass cell. A diorama in reverse. There's a bookshop down there, and a museum. In the reserve under wintered skeleton trees are two sound shells where you can stand back to back but meters apart and whisper secrets. If you had someone with whom to whisper. Not just a nurse in the night time come to check your blood pressure, or a cleaner apologising for interrupting your meal tray with their mopping, or another patient who you may never see again, but you've seen their underwear and bare back with its moles and mystery scar glaring through the gap in their gown. I've asked for more drugs to help pass the time. That's not the reason I give. The reason is real. The pain. The pain is real. In my memory and my present senses. The medicines come at intervals of 4 hours. When the next comes, it will be dark and the street below between the bookshop and the museum will be punctured with the red taillights of cars heading home north. The little pills are served in a miniature plastic cup. They go down like gold dust after my meal. The meals are served too early and the pills help pass the time. They give colour to the time after the early dark of winter sets in and everyone else gets to go home. You don't see me, but I see you. I am Louise Hepburn, an invisible woman in the Edinburgh of the South. You shun the watchers until you need to break open our memory banks. This is a story about my Dunedin, Aughtypawty, the place of the steep points at the bottom of the world. Someone else would tell the story differently, but this is my story. Hell breathes as heaven looks on. God, you're here.
Miss Hepburn.
I've been waiting.
Miss Hepburn, there's something I need to
Louise.
Talk to you about. Sorry?
Call me Louise, please.
Louise.
Yes? What's this?
It's a ring.
You brought me a ring.
No. I mean, no. It belonged to your mother and your brother wanted you to have it.
Why? Why didn't he bring it himself? Where is he? Where's Richard?
I should maybe come back when you're more awake.
Don't go. Talk to me.
Miss Hepburn.
What? Well, don't just stand there like some gormless goon.
I'm sorry to have to tell you that your sister-in-law is...
dead.
I'm sorry.
I killed her.
No.
I killed Sarah.
You won't be charged.
I've known her as long as Richard has. I knew her better than him. Oh, bastard!
We're fairly certain it's the rental company that's at fault.
My nephews.
Would you like me to call your aunt?
No!
Is there anyone else I can
call?
Would you like me to ask one of the nurses to arrange counselling?
No, I'm not talking to some stranger.
They're professionals.
Lock me up.
I said we're not charging you.
Put me away.
Miss Hepburn, it's not the 1920s. We don't just lock women away anymore.
This is your fault.
What?
If you hadn't made me remember that girl and Toby. in the town bout.
I didn't make you remember.
How do I even know those memories were mine? Under the trees and in the half-light?
The case is in the hands of the prosecution now. It's before the court.
Thy bones are marrowless. Thy blood is cold. Makutu, avaunt and quit my sight. An object, no matter how small or seemingly slight of value, will resonate with a time and place far larger and further away. If I rub the relief on my mother's coral cameo ring, will a genie release some recollection, some fond fortune? There were three women in a play. Were they witches or sisters or both? If all sisters are witches, then are all witches sisters? The play was in a theatre I can't locate in my mind. Does it still stand in life? What if its heritage wasn't honoured before the 1980s when buildings were bold with alacrity, replaced with tinted glass edifices to which no heritage can adhere? Architecture without artifice or soul. Where was that basement place where I would sit on a pallet watching Dad fashion set pieces while my mother rehearsed in the auditorium above? What was the play?
When you only get your happiness in bits and pieces and then lose it anyway, like me, you begin to get bitter about it.
Mum?
You don't care what I say anymore.
I do care.
You don't.
Give me another clue. Are you playing a witch or a sister? A darling or a demon?
That's your cue?
Whose?
Oh, I want a rest.
Who are you?
I'm tired. What time are the bars open until around here? I need a drink.
Why aren't you dedicated?
Labor without poetry, without ideas. Look, can we take a break, Mary?
My name is Marion.
Okay, keep your hair on.
My hair is on perfectly. Meanwhile, you still don't know your lines, Nancy.
Nancy, I remember now. You weren't yet Regan's mother, but I remember you. Nancy, riling my mother in rehearsal while I sat in the basement workshop on a pallet watching my father fashion set pieces. Who's that?
The doctor's knocking.
Doctors don't come at this hour.
Be quiet! You bother so no one can have a moment's peace!
That's your husband building the set downstairs.
Oh, right.
Want me to go and tell him to keep it down?
Fine.
Fine?
I'm done. I'm taking Louise home. It's past her bedtime. Louise?
Hey, Marion, before you go...
What?
Did you see my ring?
What ring?
The one I wear in the play. It looks like yours.
Maybe you lost it with your lines.
I didn't lose it.
It'll turn up. Louise, time to go.
It was special. And it had its own special box.
A velvet ring box dusted with faint recollections. A tiny brass push knob released the catch to reveal a coral cameo ring. The ring that was my mother's. A ring I've seen before in a photo. A ring... that has a sister ring, and a ring that has a secret. It has a catch within a catch I'd never spied before. A locket ring. If only I could remember the play. But I know someone who will.
Three sisters.
Chekhov?
Da, Anton Pavlovich.
Who was the third sister?
That's something I've been trying to find out.
Have you been to the Hocken?
The what?
Hocken Library. It's full of local artifacts and records.
Where is it?
Anzac Avenue. The building was once a cheese factory. Curbs and way where the records and collections now stay.
Ooh, I'm lactose intolerant.
Then you're in the wrong country.
And here I was thinking that Kiwis were famous for their hospitality.
Speaking of which... thank you for the flowers.
And also, speaking of which, have you thought about my suggestion?
It's a lot for you.
It's a lot for me to be staying in a two-bedroom serviced apartment on my own in a city where I don't know anyone.
I'm sure you have no trouble meeting people.
I'm selective about who I meet. Although, I'm sorry I never got to meet your sister-in-law. Oh God, I'm such an idiot.
They don't want me at the funeral.
I'm sure that one day, this will all be sorted.
I couldn't have gone anyway.
We really need to get you out of this hospital.
I think so too. I just...
Just what?
I didn't know where I was going to go or what I was going to do.
I've told you what you're going to do. You're coming with me.
No, you shouldn't have to nursemaid me.
You need to recover in a better environment than this.
Well, I'm still on a lot of drugs.
Then take them where you can get some privacy and decent sleep. Look, when my mom came here, she didn't know anyone. Then she found her theater people. Theater is family. I'm returning a long overdue favor, yeah?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're a lifesaver.
Now drink your protein shake. You need to build yourself up.
Yes, matron.
All of it? Then we can get the hell out of here.
Just when you think everyone has deserted you, that you've burned every last bridge, died on the mountain, your savior comes along. Someone so kind and connected to my life, as it turns out, when so many of the other connections have been severed. I'm so happy, happy here with Regan. I turn to her and I say, "You look so lovely today. Beautiful. Everything is beautiful. The buildings, the trees, the light." I can't remember if I said it out loud, but I know Americans approve of praise, so I repeat. "You look so lovely today, so beautiful." She is beautiful, but in this moment her face is tight, pinned from a deep tension that runs from her brow, down to her jaw, her neck, across her shoulders, and along each arm to her hands that claw the steering wheel. On her hand, her ring. I have my ring, she has her ring. Sister rings, inherited from our mothers who played sisters. Beautiful. Then I remember the secret of the ring. It has a catch. Behind the pink face of the cameo, a secret compartment. A place beneath you might not know to look for. There's a tightness in the car, as if a string might break. I need to hold it together, to fight it, what's coming, to stave it off. The mist rises and clouds me out before I can tell Regan about the beautiful catch, the catch in the ring.
Dark Dunedin is a production of Prospect Park, New Zealand, based in Aotearoa, the Edinburgh of the South. All episodes are written and directed by Emily Duncan, produced by H.J. Kilkelly, and recorded at Otago Access Radio. Dominic Angelo Lololi is the technician, and original music is by Marama Grant. Original artwork by Jess Newton. The actors in this episode are Julie Edwards as Louise Hepburn, Mark Nielsen as Sergeant Thompson, Jessica Latton as Marion, Alison Horsley as Nancy, and Kelly Hocking as Regan. Dark Dunedin was produced with support from Creative New Zealand, Dunedin City Council, Archive Birds New Zealand, and Dunedin UNESCO City of Literature.